Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from C.V. Rich Mansion right in White Plains for the commercial and residential real estate forecast for Westchester and Fairfield and NYC. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester. Your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, Life Science. Today, for this commercial and residential real estate forecast, my very first guest is George Oros. He is a real estate attorney, yes, has been for a very long time, but he was also the chief of staff when we had our former
county executive,
yes, Rob Astorino. Mm-hmm. And so there you are. You've come yeah. full circle, I guess.
Yes, I have. This is a great event, though. I came last year when I was just getting back into my practice. It was very helpful to learn about the trends and so forth. And in addition to my practice, I also am affiliated on a consulting basis with the Hudson Valley Gateway Chamber of Commerce, which is located in the Peekskill-Cortland area of our county, the northwest corner. And these types of programs are great for networking, but they're also great to learn the trends, to find out where things are going, so you can advise your clients accordingly.
And absolutely.
So it's a very good program.
You know, the real estate, I mean, not only does it change daily based on, you know, whatever's going on in the country, but you're right, the trends are changing. You're seeing all these different types of real estate brokers sort of branching off into their own sort of digital platforms and so forth and everything. How do you keep on top of all of that?
Well, I keep on top of it because I have two millennial children who are telling me all the time about what's coming next and, you know, where things are.
Yes.
And it is interesting because there is a new generation. They have different housing needs than my generation had in my 20s and 30s. Certainly the types of businesses that we attract today, they're more technologically savvy. There's a lot more people working from home, so the workspace doesn't have to be that big.
Absolutely.
And my son, who does digital advertising sales, by the way, it's his birthday. Happy birthday, John.
Oh.
He does digital advertising sales for New York Times, and his office is a big open room. There are no walls. There are no partitions. It's a different kind of work style.
It really, truly is in the age of WeWork.
Right, and it changes how the commercial real estate market has to be. So.
Absolutely. So at this point, what is your sense of where we are, where we're going?
Well, I think Westchester County is very blessed with having, first of all, a very diverse and intellectual and intelligent workforce. That's number one. We have a great quality of life up here. So I think there's an opportunity here to attract businesses from northern New Jersey, from Connecticut, and from Brooklyn and New York City to come into Westchester County. We have that lifestyle. We have the location. And quite frankly, if you're renting in Brooklyn or Manhattan, compared to what you'd pay to come up to somewhere in Westchester County, you'd be paying about half and getting almost twice the space. So
absolutely.
It's a good place to come.
There is no place like Westchester County. We are so fortunate, although Fairfield, NYC, also exciting, and you're here amongst your peers today.
Right.
I know from buying a home that having the right attorney is really important, and that relationship goes a long way towards making the process simpler and more satisfying.
It's very true. I'm blessed because my father was a psychologist, and I often thought when I was doing a lot of particularly residential real estate, it's more about the psychological than the legal. You know, the legal things,
there's a lot of hand-holding that goes on during that process.
A lot of it, and a lot of communication, making sure
especially
for first-time home buyers, so they're not overwhelmed by the process and how it works. So,
absolutely.
It's very true. It's not like patent law or litigation where you've got to know the law so strongly. It's more about knowing your client and understanding their needs.
Those relationships.
Yes.
Absolutely. George Oros, how can people find you if they are looking for a good real estate attorney?
Oh, well, you could find me by calling my cell phone, 914-522-6774. That's the easiest
way. That's easy. 522-6774 and the 914.
Okay.
That's exciting. And do you have a website also?
I do not have a website.
That's fine.
I got to find my millennial kids to do that for me.
Well, happy birthday to John. Maybe you can help Dad out after your birthday and help him get his website.
Thank you, Laura.
George, wonderful to talk to you and kicking off today, which is the commercial and residential real estate forecast, Westchester Fairfield in New York City, right here in the heart of White Plains at the RV Rich Mansion. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the C.V. Rich Mansion in White Plains. Well, this is what is the commercial and residential real estate forecast for Westchester, Fairfield, and NYC. I am so grateful to be joined right now by a leader, and not just in our area. We're talking like the country over. Louise Phillips Forbes, licensed senior associate real estate broker of the number one sales team at Halsted Real Estate. Welcome, and thank you so much. My goodness.
Thanks for having me.
That's a big name. I see it everywhere I go when I'm walking in New York City, and I always look in the windows and look at what's for sale. And
it's the fun. It's eye candy.
Yes, you've been doing this for 3 decades now. So, and you're really, Real Trends named you number one, you know, real estate agents like in the country, basically. So this is no small feat. There are literally hundreds of thousands of real estate brokers in the country. That's very impressive.
I know.
What do you think is the kind of secret to your major success?
I think one of the things that I came to realize early on was that while I thought real estate was about architecture and, you know, brick and mortar, it's really the business of people. So when you understand what makes somebody tick, and for me personally, my home is really where the foundation where the rest of my life is built from.
I see.
If you have that philosophy, then it's one deal at a time and just making
all about
and
relationships.
Connecting.
Yes, absolutely. Are you based in Manhattan or here in Westchester? You are.
I just got my license in Westchester last year, and I think I was like one of the number one agents here because I did one transaction for $16.5 million.
That is really
fun.
Oh, that's incredible. I can't even imagine. And we probably don't, we're not allowed to know who bought that house, right?
Well, no, but it was a local, unlike most predictions. And it was a Stanford White House at Premium Point. It was spectacular.
Yes, indeed. I heard about that. And that's Westchester for you. I mean, everything from Frank Lloyd Wright to historical Tudors and everything in between.
Sure.
It's everything and just, well, in Manhattan, obviously, as well. So tell us, this is the forecast. You have, you know, your elevator story about what the forecast is for 2019,
sure.
2020. What do you think?
You know, we were cautious and concerned at the end of 2018 with the tremendous sell-off that we had in the stock market. And quite frankly, my phone did not ring in January.
Really?
And, you know, what we've experienced is we have to remember that you can't, when you're looking purposefully to buy a home or to make the right next decade decision, because interest rates, people talk about them going up, but if you look at the last 40 years of interest rates, the average is 9%.
Okay.
And so what we had was a slow start to our year, but bonuses were strong, not the best, not the highest, but strong.
Mm-hmm.
And people's intentions to make a life decision for the long term is still very active. We might lose some of the first-time buyers, but my March and April, I mean, I'm listing 11 pieces of property between now and May 19th. I got 3 contracts signed on last week. And we are moving.
This is incredible time. You know, they were sort of saying that the American dream is dead. You know, millennials don't really think of buying homes. They think of renting for the rest of their lives. I mean, is this
absolutely
true?
Absolutely not a fact.
That's what I was wondering.
And you know what? If it's in the news,
don't.
No disrespect to you, but if it's in the news, sometimes you're 6 to 8 months late.
Interesting.
And my advice to my clients is, you know what your truth is, and I'm educating you, and that's my responsibility. So quiet the noise and figure out what's right for you as an individual.
Absolutely. And even though that also the trends are saying that, you know, we might have another 2008, housing crash, true or not true in your estimation?
We've already had ours. I mean, let me just tell you that the recovery we had from the Great Recession was, a record history that we had not experienced. And we lead the nation. Mm-hmm. So what's happening today in New York, we had a pause button 2016, 17, 18. We had a recess. I mean, townhouses in Manhattan are 25% off from what they were at a peak, if you look at 2015 as the peak. But the reason why they're off is because the market couldn't sustain it.
Yes, exactly.
And so you're seeing 3.5 years later, throughout the rest of the nation, Nashville, Tennessee is 12% up, and Manhattan is just going to slowly keep holding its own.
It's really fascinating stuff, and you're at the forefront of all of it. Thank you so much, Louise Phillips Forbes. I really appreciate it, and I know you've got some...
Got to run.
Thank you so much here today.
Bye.
It's a great day. Commercial and residential real estate forecast here at the C.B. Rich Mansion in White Plains. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Outside your window, what would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at Michael Labriola Inc.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the C.V. Rich Mansion in White Plains. We're here for the commercial and residential real estate forecast, Westchester, Fairfield, and New York City. We're being produced by Shark Creative. We're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lapolis Electric, Electrical Contractor, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Breezemont Day Camp, a day camp wrapped in a sleepaway facility in Armonk, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paint of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Today's commercial and residential real estate forecast is getting up and running, and a panel of experts are speaking on the topic of real estate and the forecast of it. David Richman is my guest right now. He's the president and CEO of Rackow Commercial Realty Group in White Plains. Welcome, David.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So you're here today. You're participating by watching and learning and listening to these people who have come from all over the place in the area, but you, Rackow, is in White Plains, correct?
Correct.
So are you basically catering just to Westchester County, or do you go beyond it?
So our mainstay has always been Westchester and Southern Connecticut, mm-hmm. our strong markets. We're very entrenched and immersed in the environment here in the business community.
Okay, great. So are you doing mostly commercial or residential?
Strictly commercial.
Strictly commercial. Okay, well, this is a great place for that. White Plains is absolutely booming, it seems like to me, and I'm trying to remember 30 years ago when it was like a sleepy little quiet town. You could just sort of walk downtown and it was, four corners or, but now it's starting to feel like almost like a city, and it's really interesting to me. What do you see for the trends right now, the forecast of the market? Is it good commercially?
I would say absolutely. I'm pretty bullish. There's a lot of investment going in, especially transit-oriented areas in our downtown communities, is great.
Mm-hmm. And when you say commercial, is it only corporate types of buildings or commercial buildings, or do you mean luxury high-rises and things like that?
So we cover all commercial asset classes, which would include corporate office, retail shopping centers, medical space, industrial and warehouse space, as well as multifamily investments.
I see.
And land development.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And so you think that we're in a good place, no big downward trends happening anytime soon that you can see?
I think we're in a very strong business community here in Westchester County and Southern Fairfield County, and I'm happy to be here, and we're happy to be a part of what's going on here in the community.
Absolutely. You have expertise in this area, and here is where, I mean, really, it's a mecca, if you think about it, you know. So, okay, New York City's there, and that's it, one of them for the world, but Westchester County is very unique in that we're so close to the city, all the Fortune 500s, a lot of them here in our own county. So, yes, robust indeed, and how many people are in your practice, in your actual, what do you call it, an office, I guess.
So we're currently a team of 10.
Okay.
And looking to grow our force as well.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. How can people find you? What's your website?
It's Rakow Group. That's Rakow Group.com. Or on their flight in from the Westchester County Airport, just past 10 New King Street.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I know exactly where that is. David Richmond, President and CEO of Rakow Commercial Realty Group in White Plains. It's great to be here today for the Commercial and Residential Real Estate Forecast for Westchester, Fairfield, and NYC. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the C.V. Rich Mansion in White Plains, and we're here for the Commercial and Residential Real Estate Forecast, Westchester, Fairfield, and New York City. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Well, here we are, as I said, Commercial and Residential Real Estate Forecast. This has been a big day of probably the best information you could probably receive about how the trends are going, where the market is in terms of real estate, both commercial and residential, all happening here at the C.V. Rich Mansion. I'm with Chris Halliburton right now. He's an associate broker at Compass. And yes, thank you so much for being here. Compass with a P-A-S-S.
Thank you for having me.
Which I'm seeing everywhere. But
yes, Compass is growing daily.
Daily.
Yes.
And so,
across
Chris,
the country.
So you're a licensed associate real estate broker for residential, for commercial, for both?
I predominantly do commercial, but I have a small residential component for my commercial clients.
I see. Now, is that here in Westchester, or are you somewhere else?
I work in the tri-state area.
Okay.
New York,
right.
Connecticut, New Jersey.
Great. All vibrant areas of real estate, for sure. I was interested because I have seen my next-door neighbor, you know, was with a long-standing, I think, Houlihan Lawrence for many, 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 many years, and now he's at Compass, and he's got these billboards all over the train station, and and I see a lot of people doing it. What is the model for Compass, if you don't mind me asking, because I'm interested? Is it a normal, regular real estate firm, or is it based differently?
Yeah, the model is the same. The business model in terms of the relationship between the company and the brokers is the same.
Okay.
But the ethos and the ethics of the company are a little bit different. The focus with Compass is to help everyone find their home, and as well, they look at every broker as an independent contractor of their own company.
Yes.
And their goal is to help them do their business better.
Okay. Yeah, I see it's more focused on the actual person. So if you go to their website, it's almost as if they have their own domain.
Their own website. Right,
yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
We're all like individual companies within the Compass
the
family.
Umbrella, the
right.
larger umbrella.
Correct.
Is that do you like that better? Is that a model working, do you think, in the industry?
Yes. I mean
there must have been a need for it.
Well, in other models you sort of swim on your own,
mm-hmm.
and in this model there's assisted swimming.
Okay, gotcha. I like the analogy. Very good. So commercial, what is the difference between the trends in a residential market and the commercial market? Do they go hand in hand, or are they just totally separate entities?
I think until this past decade they've been separate, but one of the takeaways from today's presentation was that everything residentially, commercially, culturally is being centered around a community.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we talked about transportation-centered towns.
Yes.
You know, up and down the New York
states,
et cetera. So from Hudson, New York to Grand Central, mm-hmm. all the towns that have train stations are being redeveloped.
Yes.
And they're being redeveloped not only with new residential housing, which may be rentals, but also residential housing that can be for purchase.
Right.
And then also it's a redevelopment of the retail front.
Absolutely. And the downtown
and
area.
The downtown areas are revitalized, culturally there's more activity, et cetera.
I was in Mamaroneck for 17 years,
okay.
right before the whole boom happened. And now it's mind-boggling. Every day there is another gorgeous residential rental unit going up. And they're
right.
really beautiful, too, by the way, which is so nice to see
right.
that there's some actual emphasis on aesthetics, which
right.
for these towns is great because, I mean, they're so beautiful. And then now I heard New Rochelle is doing the same thing.
Yes, New Rochelle has actually probably led the charge in Westchester County, but most of that has been very, high rise, like
right.
these Avalon towers that are
yes.
right by the train station. But now, the next wave is making these living environments more encompassing, where you can live, work, and play within walking
right.
distance of each other,
and yet be in a commuting distance to Manhattan. I mean, really, do we not have the best of everything here?
I think we do.
We do, absolutely. So you pick a good place.
For anyone listening in Wisconsin,
yeah, I just got back from Indiana, where I'm originally from. I will say that there's a lot to be said for a 5,000 square foot house with 7 bedrooms, 23 acres. My parents and half of taxes of what my size of an apartment is in New York.
Right.
But that's Indiana.
That's Indiana.
Which is actually a nice place to live, work, and play, too.
You look like you did very well having grown up there.
Yes. Well, it is. It's an interesting thing, and I've been asking some of the other experts here, just your own personal gauge, is the market flourishing? Is it up? Is it trending? Is it going down?
I think it's specific to neighborhood, to cities. To cities and then neighborhoods within the cities that are flourishing. And a lot of it is based on what the two major population groups want,
mm-hmm.
and the two major groups being the baby boomers and the millennials, which represent almost 50% of the population.
Right.
They all want convenience, they all want culture, and they all want a nice place to live and
yeah.
a sense of community. And if you can provide those things, then your towns will flourish.
That's right, and I think they are. Thank you so much, Chris Halliburton.
You're welcome.
Great to be with you today.
Me.
Yes, a licensed associate real estate broker with the Halliburton team. compass. I'm Laura Smith, and this has been a great day at the Real Estate Commercial Residential Real Estate Forecast, Westchester, Fairfield, and New York City. Live from the CV Rich Mansion in White Plains, I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we've been broadcasting live on a very informative day here at CV Rich Mansion in White Plains for West Fair Communications Real Estate Commercial and Residential Forecast event. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host. I want to thank Laura Smith for helping us out today, and the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Gaynor, great engineer as always. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester. Your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life science.
That it is. Now, don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can always follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. Our final guest for the proceedings today, I'm happy to have with us, Michael Glenn. He was a panelist. He's also Vice President of National Development at Waterstone Westchester, Waterstone at High Ridge. He has three senior housing properties nearing completion and three more going to construction in the next 12 months. Mike, give us your thoughts on what the panel talked about and how is the health of the real estate market as you see it right now, at least residential and commercial?
Yeah, well, as I spoke about earlier, it's the area that I am in is somewhat immune to some of the overall trends. We are cyclical in a way, but not nearly as much as regular multifamily or commercial. Our niche is seniors, you know, 75 to 90-year-olds make up the largest portion of our residents. And, you know, it's a very service-intensive business. So while, yeah, real estate is 30, 40% of what we do, I would say the balance is the service. So we're a little bit protected from the overall cycle.
Yeah, because things do change. It depends on the economy. But as far as, like, what you're dealing with here, I mean, you're seeing some growth individually, right?
Growth.
As far as, like, your own properties that you own?
Yes, absolutely. The properties are doing really well. Part of it is, you know, there's a significant demographic shift going on. For instance, in Westchester, the property that we're developing now, going to construction in July, the Waterstone Westchester across the street from Bloomingdale's in White Plains. So we have a 7-mile market radius around that. And the population there is growing 2%. The number of 65 to 75-year-olds over the next 5 years is growing 22%. And our major category, 75-plus-year-olds, a little bit lower, but 8%. So the trend in the people we're serving, that market is growing, expanding significantly.
So you're seeing a greater need for senior housing as here in Westchester.
A greater need, but it's also, even if we weren't growing as much, there's a very specific need that we serve. It's a very precise business in terms of what people of that age are looking for. So it's still a relatively new real estate category that is not quite saturated if you do it in the right way. You know, there are new entrants all the time that don't quite do it in the right way, and that's because they don't have the right operating and service model. They just know the real estate end. So you really need to know what you're doing and what your customer wants, and that's what we offer.
So have you seen this as kind of underserved, and that's why you got into this and these owning these properties?
Correct. We're bringing to market a product that we think there's actually no real comp in all of Westchester, as well as what we're doing in on High Ridge Road in Stamford. It's a unique product in that it's independent living. For you know, a person who doesn't want to live in that single-family home anymore, either because they can't or don't want to keep it up as much. But they don't want to, you know, move into a traditional senior housing. They want modern design, modern amenities, large apartments with full kitchens, and that's what we're providing, and that's what does not exist in the market in Stamford, Fairfield County, or White Plains, in all of Westchester County.
If anybody wants more information about what you do, where can they get in touch with you?
They should look at the Waterstone Westchester. In the Waterstone at High Ridge in Stamford.
Great. Michael, thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Michael Glenn, ladies and gentlemen, again, a panelist here, Vice President, National Development, Waterstone, Westchester in White Plains, and Waterstone at High Ridge, that's in Stamford. And you've been listening again to live from C.B. Rich Mansion, West Fair Communications, Real Estate Commercial and Residential Forecast. I'm Jim Cleafield on behalf of my team. Thanks for joining us.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.